say that. It's good to be alive. But it's best to live. Is there anybody living in Christ this morning? Is there anybody, watch this, living their best life in Christ? Because there's a difference. There's a difference. So how do we live our best life? I think I got the answer. Y'all didn't even know y'all was asking a question, did y'all? God be praised. We are coming out of text that we've been dealing with, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, because the resurrection is in this text. You may not see it, you may not recognize it, but it's there. For some of you that are asking, you thought that Reverend Myron Ingram was supposed to preach this morning. He was. He got sick last night. He's not able to be here this morning, but he's probably watching. Would you lift your hand and say, Lord, touch.
Lord, touch.
Lord, heal.
Lord, heal.
Lord, touch all the sick that is going on in this. Lord, there's been a lot of deaths. Lord, comfort those that have lost loved ones. Lord, touch this room. There's healing that needs to be done in this room. There's resurrection power that needs to be done in this room. There are those that are watching. The Lord touch you. The Lord heal them. Lord, save them. Lord, set them free. Right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, do whatever you want to do. Let your power be released on us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And this so that I may know him experientially, becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him, understanding the remarkable wonders of his person more completely, and in this same way experience the power of his resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers, that I may share the fellowship even of his suffering, by being continually conformed inwardly into his likeness. That's enough. Father, even now, hide me behind your Shekinah glory. Lord, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. There's a lot of people who put on Facebook, living my best life. And my question is, are you really? What are you basing that off of? Are you basing that off of because you got some new stuff? You got a little money in the bank? See, our perspective, if we don't really see and experience the risen Christ in our life, we have the wrong perspective about life. You could be in the church all your life and never yield it to the power of God that he wants to release in you. You don't understand that when he got up, defeating Satan, defeating sin, defeating the grave, he did that for us. everything Jesus did was that we would be engrafted in him, then benefit from the power he has. As he's in kingdom heaven right now, we ought to be walking in kingdom power. One of the things, the reason why many people question whether he is real is because they don't see him in us. Gandhi, reading the Bible, he said, I love your Christ, but I don't like you Christians. So he rejected Christianity not based on Jesus, but based on Christians that have not tapped into the power that God has made available for everyone in Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are more powerful in Christ than what you know. You have been given authority. You have been given power. Tap into it. Say this, tap into it. Throughout the room, tap into it. At home, tap into it. That's what Paul was saying here. That's what Paul said. He said, I'm experiencing the great things. People getting healed by me. I'm seeing some marvelous things. People getting saved. God is doing some marvelous things. He said, but there's more. There's a resurrection power that has been released so that the church, those that know Christ, will be walking in kingdom power. Help me make this clear. You ought to believe that when you pray for somebody, that if God will and you do it in the name of Jesus, that they get healed. You ought to know that when you stand flat-footed and you call on the name of Jesus, something just shifts. Listen. And the devil will fight you, but you ought to know I'm covered. Some of y'all came in here with your head down. I'm saying this morning, in the name of Jesus, lift your head up. Because you are joined with Christ, and the resurrection power that lifted up Jesus, conquered the devil, conquered the grave, conquered sin, is in us. Say it. Is in me. You and I have to know how to tap into the source. We have a misunderstanding of really what Christianity is about. We think that we're supposed to live good. Hold on, I got to show y'all something. Gloves move. Man, they leather, they crafted good. They even got fur on the inside. Let's try it again. Listen now. Matter of fact, here, pick up the Bible. They're made, but they have no life. I don't care how good you think you are. You cannot walk the Christian life without power. Hold on. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, you're dead. The life that we're supposed to be living is spiritual life, not natural life. And here we are, say, thinking, don't even know God, or halfway obedient to God. He said, I'm living my best life. And God said, you dead. The problem is this. In the church, we have accepted dead stuff. Because we don't understand the life and the power that he is had available for you, and we settle for the crumbs of Satan. No joy, no peace, no satisfaction. Jesus went through all this, and do you think he got up to leave us there? In the church, know this song, can quote verses that still don't mean you're not dead. In Revelation, he's at the door of the church, and he said, I'm standing at the door knocking. Which means y'all having church without me. Y'all living life without me. Now let me show you. Let me show you. Some of us are like this. We got salvation, but we have not opened up our life to him to really experience what Paul is talking about. He said, I've tasted, and this is good, and I want more. He said, the world can't hold me because the world is not good as I got. A person that leave the church and go to another religion because they never knew him in the first place. Because if you knew him, you wouldn't leave him. That's why Luke 16 says, he says, those say, Lord, I prophesied in your name, I did this in your name, I did this in your name. And he said, depart from me, because you never had relationship. You had religion. You was in the church, you came up every Sunday, you spoke the right words, but you were. He is life. He's the sum total, the pinpoint of it. Not, okay, so you having good works. It's what? So you're a preacher, but he's not in control. So you sing in the choir, but you a deacon, but you run around the church doing everything, but. And God is saying, I did all of that. I died on Calvary. I was beaten so bad that I was disfigured. I didn't even look like a human in face and body. And then if you go to Isaiah 53, verse 10 and 11, it says that God crushed him. God abuse him. God did it. God, and it's when it's dark time. So now this is not dealing with the outside. This is dealing on the inside. And it said that Jesus so travailed. Not body, but God withdrew his mercy. Not his presence, because God is omnipresent, but his mercy. And Jesus felt the wrath of his Father. Because he became sin for us, though he who knew no sin became sin for us. You know what that means then? Because he went through what he went through for you and I. We now can come out of our bondages. Somebody need to hear me today. That means that no matter what happened to you, you don't have to stay stuck. That means all of us been scarred. All of us been abused. But Jesus took the pain away. He took the power of it away. And we are free to be all that he calls us to be. Oh, somebody need to be set free today. Somebody, watch. Within ourselves, we can do nothing. But the more we let him in, the more we open up to him. The more we surrender, the more we say, yes, Lord, I give it all to you. I give my right away to hold on to my bitterness today, Lord. Not the way I want to live, but the way you want me to live. Look what happened to the glove. Oh, y'all don't see it. I can pick up the mic. I can pick up the tap. Why? Because it's not the glove, it's the life in the glove. Do you know how much power is in you if you just let him take over? You know what? I think sometimes we got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Do I have any witnesses in the house? You have done it your way far too long, and you have come to the place where you realize, I was years ago, I said, Lord, I don't understand John 10:10. I understand the first part, that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy us, because Lord knows he tried to kill me. I understood that part. I understood the ravage, the deprivation, the darkness that can come. I said, Lord, but I don't understand that you came to give life more abundantly. Is it what people say it is? A house with a white picket fence? And a Benz in the driveway? Is it that we do better than everybody else? Lord, there has to be more to this story. Lord, I know I'm saved, but there's a disconnect between what I'm living. Y'all get me? And what you're saying. And you don't hyperbolize, you don't brag, you don't exaggerate. So what you saying here has to be true. Y'all get me? And I said this to God, I said, so I'm gonna tap in deeper until I begin to experience what you saying I can experience. Y'all hear me? Look, I'm gonna fight through my doubt and trust you more. Look, I'm gonna let go of whatever is holding me, because it ain't satisfying anyway. And Lord, if you are who you say you are, then I know I'm going to start seeing more you realize in my life. Can I say something to you? You got to get hungry. He will challenge you at who you say you are. Well, that's just me. No, it's not. You don't even know who you are yet. Because the real you is in Christ Jesus. Listen, it is illumination and revelation. You know, we look so cute this morning. But could it be we're dead? We know how to dress up. You know church language. Some of us, woo, dead. But if we start getting real, just like I'm putting on this glove, when we begin to check ourselves for the small stuff, when we become sensitive to grieving the heart of God and say, Lord, I need you to feel me. Lord, not some of the way, but all the way. I want to experience the living Christ in my life. Today, Lord, I surrender, and help me to surrender more. Today, Lord, help me to love even my enemies. Today, Lord, help me not to react to folks who's acting and talking funny. Lord, Help me to close my mouth because my tongue get me in trouble. Talking to somebody, and they said this guy, he's an atheist on the job. He says, and nobody like him because he don't work well. But the president said, but I found out he can barely see. And this person is a Christian. They said, he said, but he hangs around me. He'll do whatever I tell him to do. I give him assignments, but I give him assignments that meet his handicap. And the person said, how can I witness to him? I said, you are witnessing to him. You're loving him. He knows that you're a Christian. He's asking questions. So, well, what do I do? I said, keep on loving him. Keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes the other people are not around, and he's right there with that person. I said, you are being Christ in his presence. There is not a bigger witness. Listen, after you cuss me out, I don't want you to talk to me about Jesus. After you just got all up in my face and tell me where to go, don't come back the next day. Cause I'm like, doo, 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 doo. Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, something's wrong with the. They don't want you to witness to them after you got up out of the bed with them and you're not married to them. The power of Christ got to be manifest, not perfect, but powerful. He got up, listen, not to keep us where we are, but to set us free. You know what I realized? On every move of my hand in the glove has to open up for me to get in. If I'm like this with God and I'm not giving him this part of me because I want to do what I do, I want to be what I want to be, I don't want to give in, I'm saying no to the Holy Spirit, guess what? That I only give him this much of me, and I have limited the power. What time is it? I thank God for Resurrection Sunday. But the question is his personality, is the fruit of the Spirit, is the power of the Lord being manifest in us? It ought to be that we walk into a situation and we change the atmosphere. Because it's this kingdom preaching I'm doing, either the situation will either change you or you will change it. Y'all got me? But the more of Jesus we let in, this is us in case you don't get it. The more of Jesus we let in, the more you begin to take control over the atmosphere. The number one thing that God wants from you is your life. If he don't have your life, he don't have none of us. You must worship him, watch this, in spirit and truth. He says that to the woman at the well. And what he's saying is this. He says, only those that are full of my spirit, that have accepted me as their savior and is leading, allowing me to lead them in control. He says, that's the worship that is worshiping off of the truth. If that's what I accept. Hold on. We think this is worship. Really, it's the life we live is worship. Oh, that's what he says in Hebrews chapter 12 and 2. He said that we should offer him a lifestyle of worship. So watch this. When you go to work and you acting like Jesus, that's worship. When you go to school and you think about that, that's worship. When we're at home, man, that's worship. Let me ask you, how are we doing? That is a check that God makes me check. Because it's not up here preaching. This takes an hour. Then I could leave here and be hell on wheels. It's this. How much am I letting him in? Let me just put it all the way on. Okay, let's put it all the way. Okay. I'm walking around with a glove. I'm not crazy. It's an illustration. I was getting ready for Good Friday, and I was doing some sermons. And, you know, I was thinking, Lord, thank you for my account being on full. This is what came back to me. Who told you you had an account? I said, say what? And I started going to the Bible, and I never see where we have an account. You know who has the account? Jesus has the account. But watch this. But if you are in Christ, you are an authorized user. Listen, for him to give us an individual account in heaven, that means that we are individualized. The center point of everything is Jesus. You got me. You're never going to see that separated. We are in him. He is in us. Everything we do is about him. It's him. It's him. Why? Because of the sacrifice he made for you and I. So watch this. Ephesians chapter 1 says that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. But in Ephesians chapter 1, it says you're in Christ 13 times. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we have already been seated in the heavenlies in a place of authority. But wait a minute, he has already said in Christ over 14 times. So now I said, Lord, how did I miss this? How did I miss this? Then John 14, he says, I'm getting ready to leave, but when I leave, the Holy Spirit's going to come. He said, you can ask the Father anything in my name. At first, I never understood it. But the power we have is how much we have let him in, and he has given us a credit card, and we are authorized users. You know, I got a new card, and it was that I used to be able to slide it in, and then there was a strip, but now they got this wave thing. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. So now all you have to do is tap it. There's no inserting. There's no sliding. You just tap it. You know what we need to do? We need to tap into Christ. In the name of Jesus, your peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, your joy. In the name of Jesus, I'm more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, I will survive. In the name of Jesus, victory is ours. Now hold on. Let me break this down. I could either have full access or partial access, depending on how much I have surrendered to him. Listen, for a person that's fully surrendered, they can get more than a person that's not. Hold on, let me prove this on a natural standpoint. If you got a credit card, it probably has a limited amount of what you could purchase. And when you are above that limit, you tap it and nothing happens. Why? Because you have reached your limit, and that's based on your credit score. Your credit score says you got so much coming in, and we feel like based on what you already owe, you can only maintain this amount on your credit card. You know what God says? Hold on. Don't go ahead of me. Let me put this in my pocket before it falls somewhere. Based on to the degree that we trust his heart, trust him and let him in our lives, would be to the degree of the limit we have in the name of it. He has to trust me. He's not impressed you running around here if you don't trust his heart towards him. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, if you love me, obey me. He said, this is relationship. When a person has proven to you that you can't trust them, do not give them your heart. Bible says that. The Bible says that. He says, guard, first of all, guard your heart. First of all, above everything else, guard your heart, because when a person proved themselves untrustworthy, why would you give them your heart? Because the issue of life, they'll get better. Oh, really? Maybe? Even we limit a person's access to our heart based on they're trustworthy. How much they hold our heart precious. I got a new question. Do you hold the Lord's heart precious? And that's based on our obedience. Don't say you love Jesus and we're out there doing every inch. Limited access to the power that he has made available to his children. Why? Because we have blocked it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Notice, my hand can go farther, yes, sir, but it won't because I got a block on it. Yes, sir. Oh, here it is. You limit the power of in his name by how much you let him in. What I'm learning is, while he molding us and shaping us, and the more, there's more joy now. There's more power now. I see more of him now. Why? Because he's been wanting to come in and take control, but because of me, I have limited. But the more I open up, the more I taste and see how good he is. Now, prayer is not a ritual, it's a privilege. And a lot of times, it's not me talking, it's him talking. Oh, won't God do it? Won't God do it? You know, God wants to talk with you and walk with you and be with you in your ups and your downs and your ins and outs. Give him access. Watch this. when he knows we got his heart in our heart. Y'all hear that? Let me say it a different way. He has our best interest at heart, period. Though we don't understand it, trust him. When we don't know why we're going through, trust him. What I have discovered is he don't tell you up front, you got to go through this hell, this wilderness, this death, this desert, this broken heart, this. But it's almost when you get all the way through, you look back and you say, I'm not the same person I used to be. I know better now. I pray better now. His presence is all over me. Why? Because I trusted him when I didn't know what I was doing. I trusted him. And the more I allow him in, the more he takes over. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Now when I pray towards his glory. Now when I pray, I pray the word of God back to him. Now when I pray, he says, not yet. He said, I'm working it out. He said, but since you're praying towards my glory, I'm going to give you more joy. I'm going to make my presence real. I've walked in situations of demons. And because of the developing relationship, I could stand there, rebuke the devil. And let me tell you, it just don't go away right away. Get smaller, smaller. It's a faith fight. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is a faith fight. This is a faith fight. In every capacity that you're going through, it's about, do you trust God with it? Have you turned it over to him? I know it hurts. I know this hurts, but God is faithful. Oh, I don't know how he does it, but he exchanges the pain for some joy. Somebody need to take out the Lord's credit card that he has made you an authorized user. Because when he got up with all power in his hand. Oh, he conquered sin. He conquered the devil. He conquered the demons. He conquered everything. So watch that. You have a spiritual authorized card. And you need to take it out. I'm so glad you don't have to slide it no more. I'm so glad, because my eyes are bad, that I missed the slot altogether. Insert it. But now, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I'm not coming in my own right, but because I'm covered by the blood, because I accepted Jesus, I now come in spite of my past, in spite of what I did, because that's covered. Say it's covered. Say it's covered. That's forgiven. That's forgotten. And I stand in his presence right now, so I come. We come in the mighty, hold on. Not Buddha, not Farrakhan, not Hindu, but I'm coming. Oh, somebody need to hear me. Say it with me. I'm coming. Covered, forgiven, empowered, and I'm coming in his word. So I'm taking out my spiritual credit card that's unlimited. And I do a wave as I tap in, tap, tap tap, 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 tap. There ought to be some tapping going on in here. There ought to be some tapping, those that are alive. The devil been missing you, messing with you. Tell him, tap in the name of Jesus. Get behind me in the name of Jesus. Hold on. I don't want nobody to get mistaken. If you don't know him and don't let him in you, you can't use his name. You haven't been authorized. This is for born again, blood washed believers that have said yes to Jesus. Hold on, let me show you, because this is dangerous. Because Acts told me the sons of Sceva heard what Paul did. So they went into a situation that they had no business going into, because they didn't have no power. And they said to this man possessed by a demon, they said, we adjourn you in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches about. This demon-possessed man said, yeah, I know Paul, and I know Jesus, but who the hell are you? And jumped out and beat them up. Power. Power. Power to shake stuff off. Power to do right. Power to walk through stuff that would kill anybody else. He got his name on us. He got his hands on us. Victory is ours because he already won the victory. My righteousness does not come from my account. It comes from his account. We don't have an account, but he has given us authorization to use his account. We have no clue how blessed we are. We have no clue the abundance of joy, peace, power, and any other thing you need on the inside that is in his account for you and me. The more I tap into it, the more I'm amazed. I constantly, when God gives me another revelation, I constantly say, Lord, forgive me. I did not know. I never saw this before. And I don't understand why you love us so much. Lord, forgive me and forgive your people because we don't get it. I'm done. I just got to say, it's him. It's him. I'm going to say something. I'm going to shut it down. The more I tap into him, the less questions I have about anything. Don't even matter anymore. Listen, when you're satisfied in him, you're not looking for nothing else. Then you can go through stuff and it's like, psst. You know why? It's him. After all he did, do you really think God the Father would let it be any other way? So in that day, everybody for a little bit going to be in heaven. The devil and the demons are going to be in heaven. Everyone going to be in heaven. While everyone is standing there, and the scene is beyond anything that we can describe or imagine. God the Father, who is a spirit, is going to turn to everybody and present his son. Because he stooped so low, because he went through what he went through for you and I, all of a sudden, a fright, a fear, and a quake is going to come all over the place. There's only one attribute of God that is greater than his holiness, and that's his love. Oh, we don't get it. We don't understand it. We miss him. And at that time, everyone that knows him is gonna prostrate. But the devil gonna lay prostrate too. Because he has to. Hitler gonna lay prostrate too. Muhammad gonna lay prostrate too. Farrakhan gonna lay prostrate too. Everyone who thinks they're somebody, the atheist gonna lay. Darwin gonna lay prostrate too. Then all of a sudden, it's gonna be like you are made to. It says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah! Guess what? I'm not waiting till the end. I'm doing it now. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. When I say he's risen, you say indeed. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Those that are watching, our whole salvation, our whole gospel of the church is based on that God stooped and became a man. That he lived a perfect life, that he allowed them to crucify him. That on that cross, God judged him so he wouldn't have to judge us. He gave his life. They didn't take his life. Then he went to hell and he told the demons, here I am. And he told the Old Testament saints, come on, let's go into the presence. And he gave the church gifts. Oh, he did it for us. He loves us like that. Don't miss your creator. Don't miss the one who made you, who died to save you, and got up with all power in his hand. Those that are alive, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. Save